only claim that we have no employee claims. You know, this is the problem. I mean, I want to say one of my restaurants, I just paid, you know, like $30,000 for the year for an umbrella policy without any claims over the past 5 years.
And it's still went up.
It's just ridiculous. And it still went up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they gave me an opportunity. They were like, oh, if you pay all of it up front at the beginning of the year, you know, we'll give you a 2% discount. I'm like, oh, thanks so much. I appreciate the help there.
Yeah, there's also real estate costs and taxes that you pay too, right?
Which continually go up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, nothing goes down.
Just want to make sure Al knows that it's not just about the employees, that there are other costs that that touch their overhead that you don't even see, that only he knows because he's the guy that has to manage the business, manage the employees, deal with the customers, deal with all the other aspects of the business.
Oh, it's just every single expense continues to go up. And obviously since 2020 with everything that happened, there's no relief. And the problem is that if you get in a situation where your expenses continuously go up and up and up and up, and you don't want to continue to raise prices. And we have arguments amongst the partners within the company all the time. Well, you got to raise your prices. I'm like, look, if you raise your prices, they're not coming. Okay. There is such a competitive problem within this industry right now where people are going. And you know, I heard this the other day, which I thought was great, that there's 75% of the American public literally now consider fast food a luxury. And that's scary. For someone who's been in the business for 28 years, when I read that article that 75% of the American public now consider going out and getting fast food a luxury, we've got problems.
Yeah, but
this has to be fixed.
But if I want to go out on Saturday night, if I don't have reservations, I ain't getting in any of these places. I don't understand.
Well, you know what, Al? I appreciate, and I don't know exactly where you go, obviously. You know, you're down in Jersey. I'm up in Westchester. You know, there's plenty of places up within Westchester, not even just mine, because, you know, I love this industry. I've worked in it for a long time, and people, they really work hard. If you care about this business and you care about this industry, you work hard. It's not an industry where you sit back, put your feet up, and hope things go well. You got to be hands-on. You got to do everything that you possibly can in order to make your business work because the margins are so razor-thin. But all I can say is, up here in Westchester, there's plenty of places to go where, yeah, it always helps to have a reservation, but you can get in a lot of places without one, even on a Friday or a Saturday night. And you got to find the places that want to treat you right. And I've heard you talk about, you know, places going to like Restaurant Depot and getting, you know, subpar product. Like, yeah, you've got to weed through all of these other problems and all of these places that try to cut every corner. And it's hard. It's not easy. But at the same time, when it comes to all of these expenses that are hitting places, they're looking for every possible way that they can create some sort of profit margin.
Yeah, domino effect. And we do have to go, Brian. Thank you. I appreciate very well thought out, informative, passionate.
Guy like that should run for governor.
Yeah, it was very...
Because knows how to run a small business.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... No,
as
that was...
As opposed to a freaking Goliath bureaucracy.
I also think if the salmon were $31 like they were at Brian's restaurant, that Al wouldn't have a lot of these takes, too. I mean, it's like, you know, you're talking about a huge increase.
A Wild Alaska sockeye semen.
Right? I mean, he said $31 for his salmon.
Very
you're
reasonable.
Paying $42 for your salmon.
Yeah.
So that's a big nut there.
Yeah, I don't know. The New Jersey minimum wage may be higher. Who knows?
Yeah, it might be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Well, we're Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We work with animals.
We do. Vultures. Turkey vultures.
Yes.
Really is amazing.
Would you eat a turkey vulture if you could?
If I could or if I had to.
Or if you had to.
Probably.
Yes.
If I had to stay alive, I would
eat a turkey vulture.
I almost, well. On a par 3 yesterday, I almost killed a Canadian goose.
Yes, that's interesting. That's right.
And you made the comment, if you did, maybe you could eat it.
They're eating
case,
the pets.
Accidental death.
And obviously, because of the stories and the craziness and the debate and everything else.
Yeah.
So that was funny. I got a kick out of that line. It was good. Yeah, go over there and see if you got that goose. Maybe you can. Yeah, no, but I didn't. The goose was fine. Moved out of the way. Wasn't limping or anything.
Yes.
I had a friend who had a goose, and the goose was limping. He felt really bad for the goose. What are you supposed to do? There's so many Canadian geese out there. I mean, those are the geese that took down Sully Sullenberger's plane, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, you heard Joe Buck talking about he and his wife and mm-hmm. how he hit his wife with a golf ball.
Yeah.
I think I've told you the story where Dan Marino's equipment manager from the Dolphins, Bobby Monica, hit me in the testicles with a golf ball.
I do remember this now.
Yes. That was like from 220 yards away over trees, and the ball bounces as I'm addressing my ball. And as I get ready to swing, a ball comes in out of nowhere, hits right next to my ball, and hits me right
in the nads.
Yeah.
And no four?
Well, you know what? I don't. From where he was hitting it from and the mm-hmm. trees that were in between us, he never saw us.
I have swollen testicles.
Yep, and I did. I did. And of course, he comes up, and I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the F?
You actually went down to the ground.
Yeah, it hit me square perfectly.
Oh, God.
Me and Gunnar were playing in a father-son tournament, and I got hit in the shin with a ball.
Yes. I remember you told that right away with Jerry's story.
Yes.
How the same thing happened to you, but just not in the face.
And I had a bump on my shin that whole summer.
Oh, poor you.
Those are two times that I have gotten hit with the ball.
Yeah, so Al was telling me, and I've only done this once or twice, so I had to look back to see. But I guess he saw that going on to Instagram Live is not just like a one-button thing. And the reason I bring this up is because it was Instagram Live that caught Shannon Sharp having sex, and then, of course, been talked about on the Ocho Cinco, the Nightcap podcast with Ocho Cinco. So I went in, I looked it up. It definitely takes a lot of getting to. It's not just a one-button thing. But so if you have Instagram open, then you got to hit another button, this plus button. Now, you can either hit that on your profile or you can hit it just at the bottom. And then you got to hit live. And then, there's a share with everyone. Then you got to hit another button. Now, I know people butt dial other people, and sometimes like that seems difficult to do, where you got to open up your phone, go to call, he goes to recents, it hits something. So, I mean, I could see that. But
so the other thing, too, you have to make sure that Instagram has access to your camera and microphone.
Yeah.
So maybe he's already had that part of
taken care of.
Because maybe, but he said he's never done Instagram Live.
Right. But that doesn't mean he can't have
so now,
access to microphone with stories.
I mean, you saw what the Kardashians did with their sex tape, so...
Yeah, but that was before they were famous. They don't need it now.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it... I don't know.
You think that he did this on purpose?
When I listen to him talking to Chad or Ocho Cinco, whatever, I mean, I think he's genuine in his remorse and embarrassment, yeah.
I mean, I do think it's a mistake. But it just does seem curious now that Al brought this to my attention that it's not easy to do. Like you basically have to. I mean, you got to hit a specific button several times.
Do you think
without knowing?
Do you think that there would be a possibility that he was getting ready to go on to Instagram Live? Like for the first time, like Bill Belichick, like Chris Russo, and then in a moment's notice, they decided to get the wild thing on. Or I don't know,
or maybe she did it,
or she did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
She could have done it.
I'm not sure. But all right, let's see. I'm gonna go.
And
live.
By the way, I heard, according to sources in this building, because I did not hear the tape.
Yeah,
I've only heard excerpts that Jerry has played here, that he mentions or the girl's name in the tape is heard.
Oh, is it?
The first name is heard.
I didn't know.
And supposedly
that.
The name is Michelle. And Michelle Beadle, I think, posted on X.
Oh, that's right. It's not me.
It's not me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So he was like, I'm trying to think of other Michelles. See, I didn't hear the clip that I heard. I did not hear a name. I also didn't hear the phrase that Ocho Cinco said to Shannon that he said.
Yes.
Which was something.
Yes.
All right. So I'm just going to quickly go on Instagram live here with on GOWFAN on Instagram. So then it goes 3, 2, 1, checking connection. And you are now live. You are now live, Boomer.
Sending you a cup of sunshine.
Look at that. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful?
That you're sending a cup of sunshine to everybody. Yeah. So that's how it happens. And then the comments start going and everything else.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there you are, man. And there's Al. And
so I wonder what Shannon's comments must have been when this was running. Those comments must have been unbelievable.
They were.
He has 3 million followers on Instagram. You think he now has 6 million followers on Instagram?
Well, some of the comments were like, unk, this is live. This ain't good, unk. Another one I saw was, is she white? I saw that.
Oh, Jesus. Right, can you take this off of me now?
Why? You don't want it? Well, look, we got a bunch of people on there.
I understand. Hi, guys.
Yeah, we got 407 people.
I got a camera here. I got a camera there. I don't know which one to focus on.
Hey, guys. When are you coming down to Fort Lauderdale? Let's see. How do I flip this thing around here? Is that it? Oh, there you go. Hey, what's going on? Now we got someone going, Unk Boomer. It's Boom Potty, you. All right, I'll keep this going here for the hell of it.
Unk Boomer, there you go. Oh, now you got another little toy to play with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once I saw that whole thing with, oh, man, I can't.
You know, Al tried to have us on Instagram Live yesterday, and then all of a sudden his alarm went off and it shut it off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I don't know if it was Instagram Live as much as it was just a video and his alarm for his parking.
Yeah, when you were getting ready to rip down all those magnet boards off the wall out there, Al was trying to videotape that, and then his alarm went off and it shut off his video.
That's right. Yep, it did. Yeah, look at that. So we've got a lot of good people. Some guy's saying Mike Cold Sausage says that the Vikings are only going to win 4 games.
Okay.
Hello, Boomer and Geo. So he's got some good people here that are all over this. 432, nice. Just like that.
That is crazy.
Just like that.
Take your clothes off.
Yeah.
And there goes Al.
Do you want to have sex?
Yeah. Imagine.
Right. You think awful announcing would carry that?
Oh, and by the way,
Boomer and Geo have sex on Instagram.
Speaking of that,
yeah,
I saw where awful announcing took our end of show yesterday, where you were talking about the flatulence on the golf course.
Yeah.
And further forensics of that video show that it's not me that's letting that go.
Man, I really wish that it were, but you're telling me no.
It's not me. I am too far away from the camera for that to be heard that clearly and that loudly. Mm. So whoever was doing the video was the one who let one go.
Okay.
Do you know who was doing the video?
I think it was, yes, but this guy's not a public figure and he's not one of our close friends, so okay. I don't know if I want to put his name out there.
Yeah, don't put his name out there, but you know who did the video.
I do, yes.
Has to be the person who sent it.
Yes, and I did because I went back and I looked.
Is that person a PGA Tour golfer?
No, that person's not a PGA Tour golfer.
Is that person a... Yeah. So.
Yeah, like, no, that person, his name, first name is started with a D. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
That guy?
That's definitely him then.
Okay.
It's not me.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about that.
But it's so much funnier if it were you.
I know. That's why I was laughing so hard yesterday, because I thought it really was me.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember doing that. All I remember is striping that drive about 290 right down the middle.
You did.
Yes.
Without having any idea where you were.
Well, Wally slammed his into the woods.
He certainly did. By the way, I have a couple Go Buchanan goes on here.
There you go.
Real quick, comment section.
Hey, I know we got to go, but real quick, Sal in Saddlebrook, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer and Geo. Ooh, yeah.
What's happening, Sal?
So I was listening to a bit of the Nightcap live stream last night, and they were obviously talking about this. It was an emergency episode. I mean, I trust Shannon Sharp that this was an accident, but the speed in which they're already putting out merch is kind of crazy. You can already buy a, they call it a night clap shirt, like a butt cheeks clapping. So if you want to buy them, you can go ahead and get them already.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well,
that is, yeah. I mean, Barstool started that whole thing where they basically made a T-shirt immediately, and now everybody can do it, but... Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, we're going to...
especially if you got 3 million followers.
Exactly. We are going to log off of...
just 1% of those 3 million buy a T-shirt.
Yeah, that is... See, here's another thing you could do. You could, once you're done with that video, you can share it. So luckily Unk didn't share that one that was there. Kyle in Connecticut. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got a quick take on the Shannon Sharp. I think he did that on purpose.
Really?
And the reason why I think that, if you go through Antonio Brown's Twitter page, and I know he's a little out there, but he's been riding Shannon Sharp for months and months and months with trolling him, and he thinks that Shannon Sharp is gay, whether he thinks it or not. And they get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. And I think Shannon Sharp had enough and said, I'm going to, you know, prove my manhood and I'm going to go live on X doing the deed. Wow. I think that's where we're at.
Wow. See, I mean, all right. Now, Antonio Brown,
listen, he could be bisexual.
Well, yeah, he could be a lot of things. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I'm surprised, though. So the Antonio Brown X account is just all over the place.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that's Antonio Brown? Or do you think he's got somebody?
I think he's got somebody.
It's got to have somebody.
Yeah, I don't think that's him. I think he's got somebody. But that's why he even said the Antonio Brown X account, not Antonio Brown put out. I mean, I think that people kind of know that it's not him. But I mean, I never thought of Shannon Sharp as anything but getting it in his unk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never came across to me.
Yeah, I worked with the guy for all those years. That never crossed my mind, ever. Ever.
But maybe he was affected by that. Maybe he was affected by the rumors and felt like he needed to do that. That's a conspiracy theory I like. I like that one. You know? Yeah, hey, I'll show you. I'll show you what I'm doing in my spare time. You're doubting me. Well, yeah, maybe. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get Jerry back in here. Another update moment of the day right after this.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. This is the Boomer and Geo Sex on Instagram Live mix. If you happen to catch us, some of the sounds you might hear. Ba boom boom, ba 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 bum ba bum bum. All right, Jerry. We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We are also brought to you by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So all right, so I can start there. I know we've been doing the baseball all morning, so I'll run through these because I heard that caller that just called up about the
T-shirts.
No, the idea that this was staged.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Say it that way, sure. I have five clips, and I think he does address the fact that it's staged or not. Number one.
I'm embarrassed. Someone that is extremely, extremely private, and to have one of your most intimate details, the audio heard for the entire world to hear. I'm embarrassed for a number of reasons.
Here's the one, yes. The one they talked to you about it not being a publicity stunt.
This was not staged. Came in, I threw my phone on the bed, engaged in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works.
It is difficult to get there, I have to say. I think that's interesting.
Three-step process at least.
Yeah. Here's how he claims he found out he was live.
Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. I said, hear me doing what? He said, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
Yeah. And it was funny. It was another clip that I saw, because this went on forever, so I don't expect you to have every clip, but something I saw in the break was Ocho was trying to find out what Michelle, or trying to figure out what Michelle it was. And he said, I was just trying to think what other Michelle would let you bungee jump up in there.
I don't know, man.
And then he said something else I can't say. And he's like, man, some of the words that were coming out of your mouth. And Shannon was like, what was I saying? And then Ocho said what he heard.
So Shannon asked him that question, what was I saying?
Yeah.
Maybe it was set up.
I mean, given what you're saying in terms of how difficult it is to, it's not just one click.
Yeah. I mean, you can't throw your phone on the bed and then IG Live come on. Like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
This is why I was saying to Gio, is there a potential where Shannon was getting ready to go on IG Live to do something or whatever, and then all of a sudden she came out of the shower into the bed and goes, let's get it on and throw the pen.
No, he said he's never used it before and didn't understand it.
Wow. All right.
So, and then, is this the long clip last hour? Is that the one I played where he mentions AB in it?
No, not at all.
My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk. Hey, Ocho. See, I'll be lying. Okay, hey. Lying.
Come on, man.
He sparks hard, Ocho. And, you know, I hit one early this morning.
I hit one early this morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got so many of these. One of them, he does reference AB in it.
Wow.
Okay. But I don't know. So, yeah, so that's the Shannon Sharp detail. Here was one.
If there was anybody else in the media that would get caught on IG Live having sex and you could choose who that would be, who do you think it would be?
That I could choose?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to hear it, or?
Yeah, because it would be funny.
So, wait, can I just ask you for a little bit more of a preference deal?
Like, okay, so Shannon Sharp's a member of the sports media. He's caught on IG Live having sex.
And he's a man.
Yeah, so is...
Are we talking about a man or a woman?
If you're just hearing it, like, that would be funny, because this was funny to us.
Maybe Charles Barkley.
See, that's the answer. That's the that type of answer I'm looking for.
That he's not going to go down in the annals.
I was going to say him.
Yeah, dog. I think dog is probably the
after
answer.
After a couple gummies.
What about Shine?
Oh.
Bag it. Ping pong! Ping pong!
That's a good one, too.
Oh, come on.
I mean, those are the characters on this show.
All right, let's get this over with.
Oh, my God!
Oh, boy.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Anybody else that you think of?
No, I thought a dog right away. I thought... I thought a dog right away.
69.
Barkley's a good one.
How about Jim Nance?
Oh, God.
How about Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin. But he's not a better member of the media, though.
Two dogs, one bone. One bone, one hole. I need a volunteer. Not a hostage.
Do you want to see some skin?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
what the reverse cowgirl what? What is it already?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All I'll come back to the football in a moment. We go to the baseball real quick. Big, big hit from one Francisco Lindor.
0-2. Hit high in the air. Deep right field. Lindor swings and sends it out to tie the game.
Oh, my God.
Deliver heartbreak to the Blue Jays. Francisco Lindor in the ninth has tied the game up at one, ripping the no-hitter up and putting the Mets on the board with their first hit and their first run.
Yeah, that was Keith Ratt, Odyssey Mets Radio. And then you would get a three-run homer from Francisco Alvarez later in the inning. This was all in the ninth where the Mets put up six runs for a 6-2 win over the Blue Jays, wound up taking two out of three in the series. This game happening while Evan was on the air.
He then had someone around here put it up on the wall outside our studios. Get the hell out!
What'd you get for leaving his ass in there for another inning? I did not pick up on that the first time around with the stuff on the wall. That's interesting. So, yes.
They were right in the middle of that conversation.
I guess
so. Is that Morash also going, let's go? I mean, I
thought he was a Yankee fan.
Yeah, so did I.
Huh. That's kind of interesting. Anyhow, that was the live reaction as the home run was hit. That win, coupled with the Braves losing to the Nationals, means the Mets pull a game ahead of Atlanta for the third wild card spot, and San Diego lost to Seattle, so the Mets one game behind the Padres for the second wild card spot. Off day for the Mets tonight. They will be in Philadelphia over the weekend to take on the Phillies. As for the Yankees, Juan Soto, a big home run in this game, and I think it was the sixth inning, push it ahead to the 11th. The Yankees looking for the game winner, and it was one Jazz Chisholm coming through.
2-1. Jazz grounds it. Diving stop lit. Throw to the plate. Not in time. It's wide. Birdie scores. Jazz Chisholm wins the game. And the Yankees walk off the Royals 4-3-11.
Emmanuel Babari with the game-winning call right here on The Fan. The Yankees beat the Royals. And a big night for Chisholm as well. He says that was pretty awesome. Felt like October.
Oh, 100%. It felt like a playoff game. Even, I think it was the eighth inning. That I think we got a strikeout to end the inning, and the whole crowd erupted, and I just was like wide-eyed, and I was like, oh, this is sick. Like, it ain't even October yet. I can't wait.
Not in Miami anymore. A little bit different, for sure. The Yankees take on the Red Sox tonight. They now have a game-and-a-half lead on Baltimore for first place in the AL East as the Orioles lost to the Red Sox last night, 5-3. A couple of other quick ones. Just Deshaun Watson with the media was asked yesterday if he's thinking about the idea, since the league is investigating these new claims or allegations against him, about the league possibly coming after him.
I haven't had any thought. Honestly, my focus is, again, just being figuring out, you know, Jacksonville's plan on defense and focusing on my craft to be the best quarterback I can be on Sunday for this team.
No, we shall see if that will be the case, because he was not very good this past Sunday in the loss to Dallas. Tonight, you got the Dolphins and the Bills kicking off the week. The Jets are in Tennessee on Sunday. You've got the Giants taking on Washington on the road on Sunday. Another one from Daniel Jones real quick, trying to ignore the critics and stay focused.
I feel like I've been doubted plenty for a long time and dealt with that time and time again and done a good job with it. So I think my mental toughness is in a good spot.
Well, we will find out again on Sunday, because if he doesn't win Sunday, oof, that's going to be a problem for this team, no question about it. With that, we will go to Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So, I mean, we just had one that could have been, but last hour, as we know, Donald Trump has said some interesting things over the years while on the campaign trail. There is one clip that Gio finds interesting, and then I pulled one out, and it circled back to me asking Eddie for affirmation of things.
You know who embraced it than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible.
The
black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
That was,
what a world.
They're eating the dogs.
What a world.
They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the dogs. The people that came in, they're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Right, Eddie?
No, sir.
There you go. A nice, tidy moment of the day.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All
right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You've got the Jets and the Titans this week. I'm actually going on a Nashville Sports Talk radio station today at 10:25 to talk about the Jets and the Titans. That's some old school stuff right there, man.
You're breaking it down.
I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break down Jets-Titans for you down in Nashville. Did you happen to see, speaking of Nashville, that John Bon Jovi talked a woman off a bridge who was about to jump in Nashville?
Yeah. Yep.
And he was recording a music video there and saw that the woman was about to jump off a bridge and then talked her down? Now, this wasn't a part of the music video. This was like real life that was happening.
So is he out? So I'm assuming he's outside doing the video or is he just out for a walk?
I think they were filming the video and he was outside. So, hold on. Let me get the full story up.
I saw the headline where he, in Nashville, saw this woman getting ready to jump, and I guess he talked her off of it or out of it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a hero.
Certainly. Yeah, so...
How would you feel like if John Bon Jovi came to you out with... Well, let's say it's Bruce Springsteen. He could talk you out of it, right?
Yeah, Bon Jovi could as well. I mean, it's Bon Jovi.
Yeah, there's certain artists, though, that would make me jump, I think. If they came up to me, I just happened to see them at that point.
Not Dua Lipa.
No, obviously.
She'd save you.
No, obviously not. She's going to be on the 60 Minutes season premiere. By the way.
Okay.
How about that? On Sunday. I think Anderson Cooper did the whole thing.
Did you think you feel like you had some influence on that? I mean, your love of her, speaking of her on this radio station and putting it out there?
No. Of course not. No. I mean, no. She's a tremendously successful international pop star. I had nothing to do with
it. So we're going to get those promos all day long during football?
You already did. That's why. I knew that. Was because it was all day long during football. And you're going to get even more, I think, that during this week. But yes.
That is one of the unforeseen benefits that people don't understand why networks want to have professional football and the NFL. They want to be able to promo whatever is upcoming. And that's usually why 60 Minutes has such a big lead-in audience. They want to make sure that the viewer sees that they are trying to keep them there. So you see people like Dua Lipa being interviewed.
Yeah, that's right. So if you were in John Bon Jovi's situation, you as a public person, you saw somebody on the bridge, would you feel a need to go over there and try to talk them out of it? Like, you'd be like, if you're just a normal person walking around, just, on your lunch break or something at your dead-end job, like maybe you're like, I don't want to deal with that, call the cops or whatever. But if you're like you're a recognizable person, and you feel like maybe my celebrity influence could help this person, do you think you'd go over to them and try to talk them down like John Bon Jovi did?
So first of all, the only person that I think I would have an effect on would be somebody like Anthony from Belleville, because he knows who I am, listens to us every day. And Anthony, don't do it. We need you as a listener. We need you as somebody that is in our life as much as your own life, that kind of thing. But I think I could talk that person down.
All right, let's just have
it. If it was a random person on the Brooklyn Bridge, I don't think, I mean, I would try if I had to. I would try, but I don't necessarily know that I would introduce myself. Like John Bon Jovi, you think you went up to her and said, hey, I'm John Bon Jovi, don't jump?
He could have.
How do you start that conversation?
The reason that I'm having fun with this is the person is fine and everything's okay. But, like, I don't know. Do you be like, hey, it's me, John Bon Jovi. Boom, 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 you know?
I mean, in all seriousness, we do have a PSA running on the station right now. 988, mental health issues.
Sure.
I probably, if I could, would say to somebody, look, I know that this is very difficult. I'm telling you right now, there are places you can go to help you get away from what you're feeling right now. And I would say dial 988. Maybe I would hand them the phone right there if I could.
Interesting.
And the only reason I'm thinking about that is because I've been reading that PSA now for the last 2 weeks.
Al, you're a guy who likes to get involved in the community, call 911. In that situation where you see someone standing there and looking and you know that at any moment they could jump, but 911 might not get there quick enough. Do you kind of let it play out, or you get involved?
No, I would try to get involved.
You would.
That's a hero spot.
Yeah, but then if it doesn't work, that's on your conscience forever.
Yeah.
Be like, I you know, I just saw that. I just witnessed that.
Yeah, that would be very disturbing. But I think I would try to get involved.
I think either way it's bad. Because, like, if you're standing there and you don't do anything and then you see the person jump, you're like, I could have done something. And if you get involved and the person jumps, then you're like, God, that's horrible, too. Maybe I caused that.
Try throwing a game-changing interception and then getting out of your car in the middle of traffic and helping somebody in a car accident.
I don't think I'm ever going to try that. I don't think I'm going to be able to. To do that.
Well, the guys on the radio are just crucifying you nonstop. Mm. And then you get confronted with the situation and you get out of the car and, you know, everybody else around you is listening to the same stuff on the radio.
Yeah, that is.
That is like.
And that really happened.
Yes. And that's a quagmire. That's what I call a quagmire.
Certainly.